Welcome to My Zero to Hero, where I talk about my path to success, where I take you with me step by step through my journey to greatness from the beginning. I have no idea where it'll take me, but here we go.
All right, guys, welcome back. So I just spent way too much time on YouTube. Luckily, I was only spending about a third of it watching gaming videos. The rest of the time, I was actually watching car life videos. So something that has been going on in my life on and off for years now is the prospect of doing car life slash van life. Living in a car and being able to go wherever I want and do whatever I want. And this has been something that has looked super appealing to me for as long as I can remember. And it's been this thing that has been fighting inside of me consistently on and off for so long. I've been like, I want to do van life. And then I'm like, no, I want to live comfortably in an apartment. And then I'm like, no, I want to do van life. And I'm like, no, I want to live comfortably in an apartment. And so it's like back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But right now I'm in the I want to live car life phase. I actually haven't thought about car life. It's mostly been van life because I've been like, no, I can't survive in a car. And I have been thinking about it, and I have been trying to figure out, okay, there may be some truth to that, but not sure. So I watched this guy, I think his name's Jake McCullen, and he's been doing a vlog or slash making YouTube videos for several years now, and after probably his first, like, I don't know, 20 videos, he ended up moving out of his house and moving into his car and living in his car and definitely minimalizing his lifestyle and also definitely big, huge, drastic change. And what he ends up doing for a living is he does DoorDash and Postmates and all that, and he does that in his car while he's living in his car. It seems like he just does that like from 8 in the morning to 9 at night, and that's a lot of time to be doing that. And so that would be something that would be like, ooh, I don't know, that would be something that would be difficult for me to do, I think. I don't know. I was thinking about, like, okay, if I lived in my van, in my car, what things would change? And I think I would spend a lot more time places like at the library or places where I can work on my own projects and less time just lounging around on my phone, which is what I do now, just because lounging around on my phone isn't quite as comfortable, and because since I'm out and about, I'm more likely to go out and about and do stuff. So that is one thing that I have thought about. I would spend more time maybe working on writing, or maybe spend some more time working on a blog, or spend more time working on this podcast, being able to actually record the videos, edit the videos, maybe have a little bit better quality than what I've been doing now, which on and off has been just releasing raw recordings. And so I've been thinking about that, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe, I mean, I don't know if I'd want to do DoorDash day in and day out, morning to night, but at the same time, that is also something that I can do whenever I want. That is something I can do wherever I want. If I wanted to do DoorDash, I don't know quite how it works. I probably would have to do some research. But what if I wanted to do DoorDash in Nebraska? And then I went to Nebraska and I did DoorDash in Nebraska for a week slash a month. And then I moved to Kentucky and I did DoorDash in Kentucky for a while. And, you know, that is something that I could do. I'm not sure. From what I've heard from DoorDashing friends, it sounds like longevity in doing DoorDash in the area really makes a difference. So I'm not sure how that works.
but that's something I could do some research into. But I don't want DoorDash to be my primary source of income, but it may be something that I could do as a kind of a temporary while I build up my own personal brand slash portfolio of income streams. Another thing that I have noticed is this guy had kind of the same idea as I did, where he kind of just started recording videos as on for his journey on his journey. And so he has videos from like 2 years ago when he was just starting out. He's recording. He still has them, and he's consistently recording, or inconsistently, you know, for a while, for a bit there. He was at the beginning, he was very inconsistently recording. But I'm seeing the benefit of having a vlog as opposed to having a podcast diary, because number one, I mean, what he's doing is amazing, and he's able to show what he's doing. Number two, there's the audio contributing factor, but there's also the visual contributing factor, and you have a lot more area to work with because you can have the audio, which is amazing, but you can only really listen to so much. You can listen to talking, you can listen to sound effects and music, but with the visual you can do so much more. And so I don't know, maybe that is something that I will want to give a try, is to do kind of a vlog style. I don't know if it's something that would be a primary source of income. I don't know if I want to have a primary source of income. If I pursue everything that I want to pursue, I could probably have several smaller sources of income, but I think this would also be an opportunity, if I were to pursue this car life thing, an opportunity for me to pursue many different avenues of what things I want to try. And unfortunately, you know, when you live in a vehicle, your resources on having tools for different hobbies is limited. But I do think it is an opportunity for me to try different things. I think probably the biggest thing that concerns me is mail. Like, I could set up a place, like, you know, if I wanted to be like, okay, well, this is where my residency is, I could do that in like Idaho or something, or in Utah where I'm at right now. But my parents are in Idaho, so I could just set that up as my residency and then just kind of travel everywhere or something. But like, what about mail? If I'm spending time in Nevada for a month, and then I move over to Kentucky for a month, and then I move over to North Dakota for a month, and then I move to California for a month, mail is a lot harder to come by. So that's something that I've been thinking about, maybe having, like, you know, if I do decide to have my quote residency be at my parents, I could have maybe my mail go to a P.O. box there or something like that, and then I could just visit there every month or two, because I don't check my mail ever anyway. So that's something to keep in mind. And there's also the taxes, and I'm like, taxes for self-employment, but I mean, that's something I have to worry about anyway, whether or not I'm living in my car. I would love to have just like a caravan, or like a bunch of independent people that are working together under one umbrella. But I'm not sure what I would do in that case. Like, what kind of thing would I create in order to do something like that? Plus caravans, I mean, the kind of things that you read about, like caravans where there's a bunch of wagons and then they gather together at the end of the night with the wagons around them and they party. That's not really something that's viable as much right now, because most of these van lifers, car lifers are hanging out, are like staying the night in a Walmart parking lot where you can't just have a party with a bunch of other van lifers. I don't know. They also, one thing also is, this guy talks about a lot about how he's, and I've watched not just this one guy, but I've watched a couple others, and they talk about it's very solitary, and which I'm starting to realize isn't so bad. Like, I spend very little time physically with other people. The people that are important to me, most of the time I talk to over the phone, which is something that would not be any different if I was on the road a lot.
In fact, if I was on the road a lot, I could probably see them a lot more because I'd be able to visit them. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But, and then also, you know, something that worries me about living in a vehicle is the winters. You know, if you're having to deal with the winters, you're having to deal with icy roads or snowy roads. But at the same time, I could just spend my winters on the other side of the United States. Or, like, park my car somewhere. And then, you know, if I want to spend family time with, or spend time with the family for Christmas, park my car somewhere in Texas and then fly up to Idaho because snow's crazy in Idaho. Or just get a car with decent wheels and figure out how to do the whole spending the night when it's freezing outside thing. There's a lot of concerns and a lot of thoughts, but this is something that has been on my radar for so long and something that I've wanted to do on and off, but more on than off, because I've always wanted to be able to decide, be able to go where I want, wherever I want to go, whenever I want to go. And so one idea that I've had actually is try living in my car while I have my apartment, so that, you know, I can just do it for a week and see what it's like and just kind of, I don't know, try it out. I think I have to get some money saved up for it. Plus, winter's coming on, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out. My car's not exactly built for, you know, my car's definitely not built for living in. I mean, my emergency brake doesn't work, so I can't even, like, just have it idling if I want to charge stuff or something like that. So that's something that I have to think about. But that's also something that I was thinking about, you know, with this whole $10,000 idea that I had, where I get a second job and I work and just earn $10,000 and then I just quit my jobs and just go out. That was kind of what I was thinking, like, become basically homeless. It's just either living in my car or living in a van or something and trying to explore the world and figure out what exactly I'm trying to do, what I want to do with my life. That would be something that I could do. And you know what? Maybe I'll do it and I won't like it and then I'll know. Or maybe I'll do it and I won't like it and I'll stick with it and then I'll love it and then I'll stick with it even more. I don't know. But car life is, I think, something that's very prominent in my future. And I don't want to be one of those people that just dreams about doing it their whole lives and never does it. I want to be something that tries things and experiences things, which is, you know, something that I have to make a change in myself in order to accomplish, some major changes in myself in order to accomplish. But I do think I can do it, even if it's just through small and consistent changes. And, you know, I've been thinking about it, you know, even if it takes me 10 years to get to the point where I want to be, I'll be 33. That's still pretty young for, you know, being able to achieve what I want to achieve. That's, you know, even if, like, I've thought about building wealth and becoming rich, and I'm like, I don't believe in get rich quick schemes, but I do strongly believe that I can become wealthy in 10 years. 10 years, I'll be 33. I'm perfectly happy working and figuring things out to be able to become wealthy starting now or next year, in the next year, to be able to become wealthy by the time I'm 35. Happy, perfectly happy with that. But it's just something I actually have to do. And if it takes small and consistent changes, then that's what it's going to take. But I do think I'm going to do it. And it's going to be hard. But, yeah. I guess I wanted to share this, just kind of brain dump on my thoughts about car life / van life. And know that there's a good chance that it is in my future, whether long-term or short-term. Don't know yet. Won't know until I try it. But I do think it is in my future. Anyways, there's my thought dump for this episode. Just wanted to share that with you as kind of a journal diary thing. So, yeah, I will talk to you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to My Zero to Hero, and we will see you next time.
If you'd like to support this podcast, there's a link in the show notes, and you can contribute as little as $1 a month. If you don't, I'm still going to make it, so it doesn't really matter. Thanks for all you do.